Everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2064. The time for recording this is actually Good Friday, but you'll hear this. I'm recording it. I think I'm a day in advance. So I'm just out having a little walk, walking over to my daughter's, staying with her mum. So I'm walking over there right now. Beautiful, got four beautiful days of weather. I've had a busy morning with clients. I just had some lunch and just doing this, and then I've got a actually busy rest of the day. And so just mixing it up a little bit. And I was talking to one of my clients earlier this morning about, she's just started working some night shift, and I was talking to her about, she just finished her second night of night shift. She's a nurse and does rotating shifts and stuff. And I was talking to her about how she managed her food, and it was a bit of a struggle for her. So we're talking about strategies around that. And I said, here's the challenge. I see this with a lot of nurses, and having spent years in hospital with my daughter and everything, and watching, observing what everybody's doing. And I said, you'll find that most people will not eat very well. They either won't eat at all, or won't eat very much. They'll eat the wrong things, surviving on energy drinks and all that kind of stuff at night shift, and not having the body or health that they deserve or they really want, but they just get sucked into doing what everybody else does. And when you're in an environment like that, it can be a little bit toxic, from not necessarily from the love and support and everything. It's just that if you don't know what to do when you're doing those things, then guess what? If everybody around you say eating pizza or McDonald's or Uber Eats or something like that, at some point you're probably going to do the same thing. So doing what is hard and uncommon is what you need to be doing, but most people can't do it. And so we were talking about how this is really good practice to we mapped it out on the whiteboard, and the times and everything that I recommend that she should be eating, what she should be eating. And essentially over the course of her shift, she should be having three meals. So like for her, it was like the equivalent of a lunch and two snacks. And I said, this is the time to do it. This is what you can have, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, what you're doing here is you're practicing doing what other people don't want to do. So even though here we're talking about your food, I said the same principles apply to other things in your life. If you're doing what's always hard, then when you get presented with that next challenge, if you like, you'll find that easier to do because you've been practicing so much. And that's what you need to do, right? You need to be practicing the things that you want to get better at. If you want to make better decisions in your life, and you know that you're really just always doing what's easy, then you've got to start practicing doing what's hard. How do you do that? You say, well, I'm not in those sorts of situations. Yes, you are, every day. So why don't you practice getting up earlier and doing some exercise? Why don't you practice eating when you know that you should but you don't? Why don't you practice not having the pizza, the Maccas, the whatever? Why don't you practice working on yourself? Why don't you practice going for a walk? Why don't you practice saying no to certain things? Why don't you practice saying yes to the right sorts of opportunities? Like, there are so many things that don't require any money or anything, that just require you to do it because you can control it. And then if you keep practicing that, guess what? You will get better. But you've got to do it over and over and over again. So like today, for instance, it's dead quiet in my estate here. Like, people have either gone away or they're not really doing anything today. For me, I'm working. I've got a big day. I've got, my whole day will be about 18 hours, 17 hours, something like that. I will have a little bit of downtime, so I call this downtime, but even though I am recording a podcast and so forth, but I'm doing more than most people will. Why? Because I know that that's what it takes to get great. And I know that for me, I really enjoy doing the things that other people aren't prepared to do. I just really enjoy that. It's empowering to me. Really enjoy it. I enjoy growing. I enjoy having my coaching late at night and into Saturday morning, because I know that most people won't do that. Most people don't want to get better. Most people just want to stay the same. So if you can start practicing all of these things that are going to make you better, you will just get better. But it starts with you. You're the one in control of doing the work. You've just got to do it. Keep practicing, keep practicing, keep practicing. All right, short and sweet today. I'll see you tomorrow.